Second-hand car for 29 million rand. Sounds odd, doesn't it? Second-hand car, 29 million rand. Well, it is a McLaren Senna, and there were only 50 of this particular model made. And it's hardly second-hand in terms of road work because it's done only 7 kilometers. That's what you've got on the clock, a 7. Giro de Siena, motoring journalist at cars.co.za. Hello, Giro.
Hi, John. Good to chat to you.
Any idea what this car would have cost new? Less than the 29 million or slightly more than?
So with this particular car, it's a very complex issue. Because McLaren lets potential owners customize their cars to the nth degree, no McLaren Senna has a similar price. However, the cost in South Africa of the vehicle is inflated by almost double because of our very, very high import taxes. So I did a bit of research before coming on, and in the UK, you can pick up a very similar car with very similar mileage for about £700,000, which is a relative bargain at 14 million rand. But that goes some way to explaining why it is so expensive.
Yeah, and we don't know who the owner was. We don't know what kind of customization was put in it. But, I mean, generally speaking, with this kind of in high demand, limited number manufactured kind of car, do they tend to appreciate in value?
It's such a tricky one. You know, the McLaren F1, which was the Gordon Murray car, South African-born Gordon Murray, the sort of highly fated engineer who designed that car and built it in the early 90s, that car went on sale for about £500,000 and is today worth about £16 million, about 320 million rand. So I think sometimes when buyers do get into these sorts of cars, they are hoping to hang on to them and hoping to flip them for a profit in perhaps not the far future, but maybe the midterm they could make a return on the investment. That being said, a car like the McLaren Senna, and sorry, just to correct you there, they've made 500 of them.
So they're
a little bit less limited than the original McLaren F1, of which they only made 106. And quick bit of trivia, when Elon Musk sold one of his first companies, he bought a McLaren F1 and totaled it. So there's actually only 105 left, as far as anyone knows. So there's 500 of these Sennas. And the thing about McLaren as a brand is they sort of pushed for a more a more mass market dominance, well, relative in the sort of supercar world. And they went from making a few hundred cars a year to making about 4,000 cars a year. And that has seemed to affect the resale values of their cars. And now lesser McLaren models, such as the 720S and the 570S, those lose about half of their value relatively quickly after purchasing them. So it remains to be seen whether the same will happen with the Senna, because it is an extremely low-run car, low-manufacturer-run car. But I don't think people are going to make the same return that they would have made if they'd purchased something like McLaren F1.
Okay, I've gone back to the original story, and it does read 500, which somehow I read as 50. The fact that there are only 7Ks on the clock, again, is that for people who are buying this to realize a profit in a year, 2 years, 5 years' time is... I mean, again, is it one of those things that you, the more you use it, the less you can sell it for? Because, I mean, I cannot imagine spending, I don't know, whatever this person spent, let's say 25 million rand for this car, and not getting at least one full-blooded experience behind the wheel of it, which you can't do in 7Ks. Sorry.
Well, it might be alarming. I have it on fairly good authority that there is a local investor /enthusiast who actually bought two Sennas, and I suspect that this could be one of them. So he might be driving the other one around, and this is the one that's gone up for sale. Perhaps he's just speculating, and because there's so few in the country, like you say, he might have paid 25, and now he's trying to realize a couple of extra million on it. So they're very difficult to get hold of, and I suspect that because they're so limited, it might be what's driving this price. And it could just be that this owner's taking a chance. You know, often owners of these sorts of cars have many, many, many vehicles, and sometimes they are just bought to speculate. And that could be what's happening here. But yeah, it is a little bit sad to buy what is... without a doubt one of the best driver's cars ever made, and then not drive it potentially.
Yeah. But I mean, does the price, or do you have a better chance of realizing a better price if there are next to no Ks on the clock? I mean, is that part of the sort of the world of reselling these high ultra elite cars?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the lower the kilometers, the better. Also, it comes down to a sort of there can be maintenance issues as well. These motors tend to be extremely highly strung. And while a typical motor in a typical road-going car, you might expect it to only start giving you problems after, say, 100,000 Ks, or in the case of, say, Toyota Hilux, maybe 200, 250,000 Ks, you might start getting serious engine issues. In these very, very highly strung hypercars, you're looking at quite serious engine issues from about the 40,000 kilometer mark. And so any number that starts getting a little bit close to that, the car starts to become actually a little bit of a liability, because they are so expensive to repair and parts are so expensive to source and to fit.
Something else that struck me reading the Wheels 24 on it is that, okay, 500 is 10 times 50, and so it's less of a thing, but there would still, I'm sure, be more than 500 people that wanted. And what it says is several South African owners took ownership of their center in South Africa. I don't know what several is. Is several three? Is several six? Or is several nine? I don't know. But, you know, at an original purchase price of, let's say, for the sake of this discussion, 25 million rand, I mean, it gives you an indication of how much money there is in South Africa, that there are several people who have the money and probably the purchase record. Because if you're dealing with 2,000 applications for 500 cars, you want a history of purchase from people and you reward them. So what that says about the amount of money that is flushing around South Africa and landing up in car dealer showrooms, wow.
Yeah, and, you know, John, I mean, you know me to be a car enthusiast, but I start to get very, very cynical when it gets to these 30, 40, 50 million rand cars. I personally don't see how much more pleasure you can derive from, you know, I get to drive everything that hits the market. And I recently drove a Jaguar that cost about 2.5 million rand, which is already an incredible amount of money for a car. But it was brilliant. It was powerful. It was fast. It was loud. It looked good. It ticked all the petrol head boxes. And I just can't imagine that a car that costs 10 times as much gives you 10 times as much pleasure. And so there must be something else to it. You know, there must be some other, I don't know, something you derive from it. There's definitely some bragging rights. You know, you've got one of the fastest cars ever made, and there's only 500 of them in the world, and you went to England to spec it yourself, and you chose the leather color yourself. I'm sure there's some sort of joy in all of that. But I mean, it gets to levels where, in my opinion, it just starts to become a little bit obscene. I mean, I have it on fairly good authority that a local collector paid 80 million rand for a Pagani, the Pagani Huayra, which occasionally gets spotted on social media running around the streets of Cape Town. And I don't know if it's necessary to spend 80 million rand on one car.
but I mean, the same is true of many things. You know, wine. Yeah. How much better is a Chateau Latour at whatever the current vintage is, somewhere around 12,000-13,000 rand a bottle? How much better is that than the Mielust Rubicon, which is retailing at 500 rand? It's better, there's no doubt about that, but it is certainly not a multiple of 50 times better. Hi-fi, you know, people spend a couple of million rand on stereo systems. If you have a particularly sensitive meter, it can tell the difference, but particularly aging ears can't. So it is about more than just the car. I did spend an hour in a McLaren, and because I'm not a petrol head, I don't remember which one it was, but it was a couple of years ago. The SP something, does that ring a bell? SP?
Perhaps something like a 650 LT, something like that.
Something like that. I was told that it was 7 million rand, and it was wonderful to spend an hour in that motor car. But, you know, it's not.
Yeah,
it's not that much better than some of the. So there we go. I don't have 29 million rand, and neither does Chiro, so neither of us will take ownership anytime soon of a McLaren Senna. But Chiro, thank you very, very much for that conversation.